TNA Minute Part 2. We're just going to go right into it. We're going to move on to the next match, which was Madison Rayne versus Angelina Love. Not a bad match. What made it more interesting was the Velvet Sky trying to unmask the mystery biker, who, if TNA doesn't know by now, everybody knows is Tara. As they were chanting it, as it's been said on the internet, they didn't give it away totally. They came up, half her mask came up. After they took the helmet on, she had another mask on. Half of it came up, and you could clearly tell it was her just by the bottom half of her face, if you know what she looks like. She came, pulled it down really quickly. Angelina Love ended up winning the title fair and square. It was an okay match. There was nothing spectacular about it. There was nothing particularly bad about it. There was a title change. Let's move on. Next we had Matt Morgan versus the Pope D'Angelo De Niro versus Mr. Anderson in a triple threat match, three-way dance, whatever TNA calls it. I just think of the regular name for it as triple threat. That's basically what the match is. Match played out very, very well. I'm very hard on Matt Morgan, as you guys probably know by now, and I think it's because I like him so much and I want to see him as a top-level performer. This was the kind of match he needed to be in. He needed to be in a match where there were two really good wrestlers who could pretty much carry the match, which they did, and have him come in at certain parts and do spots and make him look good, which he did. He ended up winning the match. He went outside the ring after getting beat up by the two of them for the whole match. He went outside and let them go at it and basically gave them his blessing to do so. And when Mr. Anderson hit the mic check, he came in, booted Anderson, got the pin, and got a ton of heat from the crowd, which was great. It was exactly the way it was supposed to go. They wanted Matt Morgan to get heat. He got it. Keep it going. I don't think it's going to be the end of this, like, three-way feud, which is good. Keep it going. Keep pushing it. If it's making money, let it keep making money. Next. Oh, man. Let's get into it. Let's just say it right now. The match of the year was next. Motor City Machine Guns versus Beer Money. Two out of three falls. Fifth match of the series. Unbelievable. Start to finish, fantastic match. I've said it multiple times already, and I'm going to say it again. If you have not been watching TNA for whatever reason, you should have. Obviously, I can't say you should be, because it's over now. You should have been watching it just for those matches. They were the best tag matches I've ever seen. And people complain, right? They say things like, oh, Undertaker and Shawn Michaels are match of the year because they're the biggest stars, not because they had the best match. Well, all right, let's be honest. They had a phenomenal match. They really did. But there are other matches when you watch independents. Say, Jack Evans versus Teddy Hart in AAA had a match of the year. They didn't, all right? I'm not saying that they did. But I'm just saying, you know, people say that. People talk all the time about independent matches being the match of the year. And the reason why they don't get those is because the build-up for them and the popularity behind them doesn't really follow it to become a match of the year. It seems to me that to win a match of the year award, you have to be popular. You have to have some sort of steam behind the match, okay? If Beer Money and Motor City Machine Guns don't win it this year, it's going to be completely biased to WWE. There's not going to be anything that's going to beat that series of matches for the rest of the year. And to say week after week that those first four matches were absolutely incredible, got better, each one was better than the last, and then to have this fifth one, the final match of the series, and for it to be better than all four of those matches, that's saying something. And if you didn't see these matches, you need to go back and you need to find them and watch them. Because you're doing yourself a disservice as a wrestling fan to not see those matches. They're the best two tag teams in wrestling today. And they said it, you know, there were chants at the Impact Zone, best match of the year. TNA and Taz were saying how it was the match of the year. Yeah, it was. I haven't watched every single wrestling match this year, but I haven't heard anything. Let me retract. I haven't seen every single match this year, but if there's a really good match on, you hear about it. I haven't even heard anything about any match this year that's worth watching, except for the Guns and Beer Money. And yeah, it's completely amazing, completely amazing. So go back and watch that. Props to both those teams. Let's just hope that they keep wrestling. I mean, they could have a best of 70, and I think it would still be fun to watch. They're great. They're great. And I don't have any stock in them. I'm just saying, from what I can see as a wrestling fan, phenomenal. So now you have this fantastic match, this really, really match of the year type of match. And then you have RVD and Abyss coming at each other in a Stairway to Janus match. And that is the last time I will ever say that, because I think it is the wackest, worst name for a match ever. It is so bad, so, so bad name for a match. Well, they came out and they went at it, and it was a good match. It was a hardcore weapons match, anything goes, and it was brutal, and it was good. You kind of feel bad for Abyss at certain points, because he takes out Pax, takes out Glass, he's on the glass. He takes out a barbed wire, he gets barbed wire in the face. He takes out a board of barbed wire, he gets the board of barbed wire on him. It's gotta suck to be that, to have that role where it's like, I'm going to bring out the weapons and then get my ass kicked by them. Like, it's just got to be something difficult to have to, like, stomach. But the match was good, and it kept my attention, and usually you get these slow main events. And this main event was great. It really, really was good. The moves were sick. The fact that Van Damme did a Van Terminator into that board of barbed wire into Abyss's face was crazy. It was crazy. So all six of these matches this week were great. They were absolutely great. Oh, and I forgot. See, I said six, and I only mentioned five matches. There was also a Jeff Hardy match where he said he would fight anybody, and Shannon Moore came out, and they had a match, which Hardy won. But nevertheless, it once again, fantastic match. Like, it was really, really good. Every single match on the card, despite the women's one, which wasn't a bad match, it just wasn't a great match, was fantastic. This was absolutely one of the best impacts I've ever seen. And if you did not get to see it, go back and watch it. And it was so good, and I never do this. I'm one of those people who TiVos things and then deletes it as soon as I watch it. I'm going to keep that impact until my DVR breaks, because it was that good. I really think I'm going to watch it again, like, in another hour, and just watch all those matches again, because it was that good. And at the end, Hogan came out to give kudos to EV 2.0 for what they did. And it was nice, but it was broken up by Fortune, who came in and beat the piss out of everybody who was in EV 2.0. RVD got injured by Abyss at the end, and I guess we found out who the real members of Fortune are going to be. Douglas Williams, Beer Money, AJ Styles, Kazarian, and Matt Morgan. That's a pretty good group right there. So that should be pretty interesting. And it should be interesting to see where this goes. Are we going to have more EV wrestling in this now? I would assume so. And it's going to come back to Dixie Carter, because Ric Flair said it was her fault. And, you know, they're building up a pretty good story here that I really hope doesn't fizzle out. Besides that, I really don't have much. I mean, I guess we could talk very briefly about Samoa Joe being suspended. I think that really sucks. I think Samoa Joe was right. I think they were both right, meaning that I think Samoa Joe was right for being upset about how that match ended, because I remember when it happened, I discussed it on here, how ridiculous it was that match ended the way it did. And I think he was right for saying something. He did break the rules, though. There are other ways of going about it. And you can't have somebody just come in and break the rules, because once that happens, everybody starts to do it. So TNA was right. Samoa Joe was right. Hopefully this doesn't hinder him from any pushes or anything like that. But, you know, time will tell. Finally, that's really that. You know what? That's it. That's all I got for you guys this week. Like I said, I'm going to a wedding in Motor City this weekend, so I'm gonna TiVo TNA if I get home. I think I'm coming back on Sunday. If I get home on Sunday, I'll try to watch it and do an audio for you guys. If not, I will definitely be back the week after. If you have any questions or comments, please send them to wswdvd@gmail.com. wswdvd@gmail.com. I do try to get back and respond to everybody who has sent me an email. I don't always get to, but I do like to. Make sure you listen to the rest of the shows on here and find that impact. And if you already seen it, watch it again because it was that good. Have a good week, and thank you for listening to TNA Minute. Peace.